Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World class rock.
All right, we're off and running. That was, okay. Yeah, this just. Listen, yes, you would not believe some of the glitches we've been dealing with over the past couple of days. You would just wouldn't believe it.
I think we've hit them well.
Just be happy we're on the air right now. Just be extremely happy that we're even broadcasting.
Hey, it's a computer world we live in. Everybody deals with it, so they can. Everybody can relate.
Yes, okay. Yeah. Hey, it's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Raina. Busy show today. Hey, you heard that familiar voice. He's back today, Phil Aubrey, so we'll talk to him, find out why he was off yesterday as we were speculating and having some fun yesterday. We've also got, we got to talk about Elizabeth May. Very funny. Comedy in politics. Very funny stuff coming up this morning. That and a few more things. We'll talk hockey. That's finally returning tonight as well. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Raina, and we start now. 92 City FM, World Class Rock, 6:10 on Tuesday. Two for Tuesday starting after 10 a.m. this morning. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Raina. Good morning.
Not too bad today. 13 is the high with a mix of sun and cloud. We're at 3 degrees this morning.
We have what's trending every morning before 6:30, around 6:15, 6:20. And coming up with in 10 minutes, a little snippet of A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, that has changed my opinion of him a little bit.
Really?
He's been baseball's biggest douchebag and one of sport's biggest douchebags for a long time. Mm-hmm. Hard to respect him, but he's had his share of troubles over the last years. And I've... Anyway, 10 minutes, I'll play some audio and see if it changes your opinion of them.
Yep. Okay. So, Phil, welcome back.
Yeah, thank you.
Took a little day off getting things ready for Vegas and whatnot, but Raina and I had some fun speculating as to why you were gone yesterday.
I wouldn't expect anything less. Yeah. I know we did it with Raina. Yeah.
So, one of them was we thought you were at a Be a Better Husband retreat up in Dauphin, Manitoba. Is that true?
My wife wishes I went to that, but no.
No, no way. Raina, you also...
Penis enlargement is my guess. I know you've been talking about getting that done for a long time.
I'm waiting for the right time for that one. It's got to be one of those surgeries that I know is going to be, because you can't mess around with your junk. You don't want to do like half-ass, right?
Right.
So not penis enlargement.
Also heard that you were getting a growth removed from your taint.
That done already.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I did it myself.
I thought you... With a shard of glass.
Oh, a ladle.
Ew.
You'd be surprised.
Oh, wow. Just knock it off like a zit, huh? No big deal. Nice and easy.
Put it back in the drawer.
And then Raina also thought you were just taking a personal masturbation day.
Which a lot of guys call personal
health day.
That's every time your wife and kids go out.
Oh, okay.
It's
no. So best guess.
So, like, what did you do yesterday? I'm curious. You had the day to yourself.
It was awesome.
You did nothing, right?
I didn't do much. I'm going to be honest with you. The kids went to daycare, the wife went to work, and just to wake up at 9-ish, and the house is empty.
Sound of birds chirping. It was like a Disney movie.
Yeah, like hallelujah going off in the background. It was wonderful.
The beginning of Cinderella, the birds help you get dressed. You're like, I love this.
It was terrific. It is. Because just the fact, because we all have our weekends, but on weekends tend to be busy too. You're going here, you're doing that. So to wake up yesterday and really have nothing to do, even though I had a few things I wanted to do. One thing I did notice, though, is doing what we do is everybody you run into throughout a day knows that you were off that morning. So, for example, I went and got my wife's van, the winter tires taken off. So I go to West End Tire to do that, and they're like, oh, you needed the day off to get the tires changed? Oh, boy, what else you got on today?
Don't judge me while I use my holidays.
Yes, exactly. God. I have other errands, I assure you. It's not just this. But you get that through. Where were you this morning? Where were you? Oh, man, I had stuff to do.
And then you managed to get through a few TV shows, a couple of movies.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Finally.
Caught up on Game of Thrones. And 22 Jump Street, which is, I love that series. The 22 Jump Street's excellent. And so is Guardians of the Galaxy.
I can tell how relaxed he is. Look, there's no bags under his eyes. He's smiling.
He's in a good mood in general.
By tomorrow, I'll be back to my old self.
And you got your beard trimmed?
Yes,
like?
I did. I did that on Friday.
Wow.
Thanks, Mike, over at Level Hair. Ready for Vegas?
Unbelievable. He's well put together, ladies and gentlemen.
Taking holidays to get ready for your holiday.
Yeah.
6:13, what's trending coming up next? Man, talk about adding insult to injury. Nepal has been rocked with another earthquake, 7.2 on the Richter scale. Delhi, the capital, felt the tremors for about 30 seconds, which would seem like an absolute lifetime, especially after what they've already gone through. So thoughts and prayers, obviously, with everyone over in Nepal getting hit again with another earthquake.
Just that sucks.
Mm-hmm. Scary.
I almost feel bad transitioning into baseball and A-Rod after talking about the tragedy in Nepal. But I heard this the other day, and I came in this morning. I had to cut it up because I want to hear your thoughts. Alex Rodriguez hit home run number 661 the other night, passing Willie Mays on the all-time list. Mm-hmm. He got a curtain call, which is usually reserved. It's reserved for big moments and popular players. he was clearly surprised that he got a curtain call because he's not a very popular guy anymore. He's had his share of problems with this, you know, performance-enhancing drugs and everything else. And so he wasn't, he was clearly taken aback that he got a curtain call. And then I heard the interview and I thought, that sounds like a different A-Rod, like an extremely humble A-Rod. I'm just going to play 25 seconds of the interview and see what you guys think.
A year ago today, I never thought that I would ever get a curtain call or, you know, be hitting in the middle of the lineup for the New York Yankees. I can't tell you this, Dan, that I wish I can go out, and I can't thank every fan personally for not only the way they treated me tonight, but the way they've treated me all season. You know, the league, the Yankees, the fans, nobody owes me anything. I am so grateful to be playing baseball, and I'm thankful to everyone.
You know, in my opinion, I think baseball fans are purists, and they thought, okay, the Yankees have obviously forgave him. Major League Baseball has forgave him. So when they love their stats, and they love seeing records, and they love seeing, you know, legends. And whether you want to or not, A-Rod's going into the Hall of Fame. Like, he's going to Cooperstown.
Might be tough. Some of these drug users are having a hard time getting in. We'll see.
But I think honestly, Yankee fans of anybody can recognize when somebody does something pretty cool. And passing Willie Mays.
Yeah. That's a big moment.
Regardless of who it is, that deserves a curtain call.
Just saying that nobody owes me anything. When someone's made a mistake and they come out with a comment like that,
he's in a swan song. He's doing everything he can to do the right things before he
retires.
That's
true. That's true.
Lowe's is the third major retailer to take over the abandoned Target Canada stores following Canadian Tire and Walmart. Philly, you missed it yesterday, but we talked about Walmart's going to be taking over one store here in Winnipeg, the Southdale one, which is the one closer to my neck of the woods.
So
was
you're
exciting.
Happy?
Yeah. But now Lowe's said that they are going to be buying 13 former Target Canada locations and a distribution center for $151 million, so there'll be about 2,000 jobs created, but they're remaining tight-lipped about the 13 locations until the deal is officially done.
In the Freep, it said that there will not be a Winnipeg location.
Really?
Yeah, which I found strange, but...
Because I've been looking online and I can't find, they won't release which locations whatsoever, Lowe's. But so 13 is a lot.
I'm just, if anyone from Lowe's head office is watching it and listening, I'm sure they are. But if you're looking for a distribution center, we've got Centerport. Mm-hmm. That's a great spot.
Well, they bought
tax-free.
The distribution center that they purchased is in Ontario. They announced that, but the 13 actual stores are going across Canada and they won't say where. And 13 is a lot, so I can't imagine we're not getting one. Because, like you said, they already have one in Calgary. I'm sure they've already got one in Toronto. They've got one in Van.
Keep in mind, I just read the headline, but it was on the front page of the Freep. It says, Lowe's not moving into any former Target stores in Winnipeg. Hmm. That was the headline in the Freep this morning.
Now, if you're Rona, you're happy with that news.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
You would think it's going to happen eventually. Lowe's would get into Winnipeg sometime down the road, but for now, it's good news for the existing businesses.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, well, curious to see what happens there. 624, that's what's trending. Feel free to drop us an email at 92cityfm.ca. 92 City FM, world-class rock. 637, Tuesday, Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. Good morning.
13 is a high for today. We're at 4 degrees right now.
Morning Wood will be out momentarily. Your weather, your news, your sports, your crush of the day.
I've been enjoying this for the better part of the morning since we got here on Twitter. People are hashtagging hipster crimes.
Oh, yeah.
And you know how much we love making fun of hipsters.
Yes.
For instance, Phil, did you hear about the time I tried to drown a hipster in a river? It didn't work. It was too mainstream. hipster crimes. Hashtag hipster crimes. Wearing a Smith shirt and eating a steak. Playing strip bingo with grandma just so you can steal her clothes.
We had, we remember the bone phone was lit up for a while with these
hipster jokes.
Yeah. Like how much does a hipster weigh? An Instagram. Downloading country music. Hipster crime. Participating in this trend because it is too mainstream. That's the big thing with the one hipster joke on here that said, this hipster enjoys mainstream because not enjoying mainstream is too mainstream. Like, it's confusing. It's getting confusing with the hipsters.
You know a hipster when they give you their top five bands and you haven't heard of one of them. Like, it is a hipster crime. Like, all jokes aside, it is a hipster crime to say that you like a band that anybody has heard of.
It's called being a music snob.
Yeah, that's part
not
of being
sharing the band that you're like, right. I just discovered them. I heard them first. They're awesome. Then they became mainstream, and now I hate them.
Bunch of sellouts.
Did you hear sellouts, blah, blah, blah. Kings of Leon back in the day?
Yeah,
Kings of Leon. Oh, my God. This was like this was like at the infancy of hipsterism. But yeah, I know the story you're going to tell.
All the hipsters that liked Kings of Leon, before they sold out and had some songs on the radio, they would go to the shows, and when they started playing their new material, they'd turn their backs.
They would turn their backs on them, like old school Game of Thrones. Turn your back on them.
I'm not listening to this new music.
Show them no resistance. Show them no quarter.
It was played on the radio.
It's unbelievable. Did I tell you about the, remember the hipster wedding that I went to last year out in BC, way out on the island?
Well, those are hardcore hipsters in BC.
Oh, so first of all, it was the strangest thing I've ever seen, like dudes wearing dress shoes out in a campground area. But when we were leaving, the bride and groom were there to say thank you, to shoo everyone off of the island. And as a thank you, mix CD for everyone, blank mix CD. And guess what, Raina? Not a single band on that CD.
You knew?
Nope.
Yeah, well,
of course.
Come on, that would defeat someone the whole purpose of handing you a CD.
I just want to let you know that this is the music that inspired us this weekend. Here you go. Enjoy. God. Share it.
I want to let you know what I think of your wedding.
But hey, we love your donut and coffee shop, so keep it up. 6:40 now, we'll take a break. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Raina. All right, so federal election coming up here this fall. And now
the budget will balance itself.
God love Justin Trudeau. And God love those attack ads, because they just get more and more entertaining. Elizabeth May, who's the leader of the Green Party. We've had her on the show before. Had Elizabeth May on the show before. Mm-hmm. Remember when we had her on the phone?
I recall that, kind of.
It was before the last...
It was a while ago,
it was
right?
Before the last federal election, and it was one of those like, hey, we can get Elizabeth May on the phone. And sure enough, we grabbed the private line. We just got her on like very impromptu. But very, very entertaining lady. But she was at this Canadian press dinner a couple nights ago. And we're not quite sure if she was drunk. We're not quite sure if this was on purpose. We're not quite sure what her agenda was. But speculation she was drunk to the point where one of her staffers had to come up and go
pull her off stage.
But anyways, have a listen to some of these ramblings, okay? Because I think they're entertaining.
I walk through the floors of Parliament, and the guards have told me, Madame May, you cannot sneak up on anyone, because this is a part they don't use anymore because it squeaks. It goes some days like a chirping grasshopper. Other lays like a really bad squeaky screen door.
She's talking about her hip. She's talking about her hip that she had replaced. I'll just roll it here.
That whole sexual maturation thing on the Freudian scale that we go from the oral, I'm not going to eat the mic, into the anal. God, I don't want to think about it. Or the genital. Guys get stuck on this Freudian stuff, so they immediately assume that I'm envious of the things the boys have that I don't have. They assume that I suffer from classical Freudian debate envy.
So, she's gone on to say that she's very sorry. It was her attempt at comedy. In no way was it a speech. It was her attempt at comedy, and it failed miserably. She admitted to it. But here was the last one. This is eventually when Lisa May came up and had to yank her off stage.
Do you guys ever wake up with old theme songs from former black and white TV shows that you never thought your kids would ever see, and they're running through your head? Like, every now and then I wake up thinking about, Lisa, you've got to wait. Lisa, I wake up thinking about a horse is a horse, of course, of course. This morning I wake up thinking this. Why am I thinking this? Do you guys wonder?
Liz,
hang on.
We wonder why you're thinking that too, but you know.
Wait, you know what? Do you guys remember the theme song? Welcome back.
Hoda
Kotb was spelled K-H-A-D-R. Welcome back, Omer Khadr. It matters to say it. Welcome back, Omer Khadr, you're home. Does it strike you?
Oh, wait, it gets worse.
There's a lot unusual about your speech, Liz, but we're going to take off.
Omer Khadr, you've got more class than the whole f***ing cabinet. Thank you.
Wow. Wow, right?
Jeez.
This is the leader of the Green Party, ladies and gentlemen. She says it was my failed attempt at humor, and she apologizes.
A lot of wine at the table, I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it sounded like she... Yeah, a lot of incoherent.
Yeah, but in a way, a lot of people are now talking about the Green Party. So
absolutely. Not a bad time to be talking about it before the election.
And even like those Justin Trudeau slander ads or whatever they are, you know, it puts his name on the map. You really know who he is now. You didn't before because you constantly hear those.
The budget will balance itself.
Looking forward to more attack ads coming up this fall. 6:50, we'll take a break. Two for Tuesday starting after 10. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rhea. You want to save this for like 10 minutes?
No,
and do
it's
full thing on
just
it?
No. It's not a. It's just a. You know, what did I do before the evolution of the meme? I'm just, you know, perusing Facebook and I see breaking news: Patriots sign Uncle Rico to a 4-game contract.
Bet you I can throw that football over the freaking mountains over there.
And there he is in the meme, right by his van that he used to live in. Yeah. Ready to? He's all cocked and ready to throw the football. Yeah, you could chuckle.
As awesome as Napoleon Dynamite is, I still think it's underrated. As for how awesome it is.
I got called classic, right?
It's it had a big following after it got released on DVD.
Sure it did.
It's not for everybody. Some of the humor's not for everybody, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, Fox did a TV show for a little while, Napoleon Dynamite. The little cartoon.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Short-lived. Yeah. Short-lived. 7:07 now, Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rita.
13's a high for today. We're at 4 degrees.
Rena's got the scoop coming up before 8 o'clock this morning. Anything earth-shattering that I should be excited
about?
Yes,
actually, you're prepared to have your mind blown. Possible copyright on a song, a classic, like a song that everybody knows. Some information has just come out, but it might not be original.
Right.
And I'll play the audio and you can decide for yourselves.
Okay, all right. All right. Okay, so Phil, Rena, less than 1 week.
Oh yeah, I posted on Instagram yesterday. 7 days till 7 days till Vegas, baby.
And if you think about it, we've got 6 days and about 12 hours until we watch that couple get married at the Elvis Chapel in Vegas.
Is that the Tuesday night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tuesday night, 7:15. I've already set a date in my phone for that because that's one of the things on my Vegas bucket list is see a wedding at the Elvis Chapel.
That'll be fun,
right? Mm-hmm. So, but Phil, you said we got to go to El Segundo. This is one of the things that
starting to pile up on the things we want to do.
Well,
see, you shouldn't do this. You're gonna either be disappointed.
Well, the wedding, we have to go.
You're gonna feel stressed that you got to hit all these things to make everybody happy.
No, see, that's the thing is, I mean, you're never gonna be able to see everything in Vegas. So it's just a matter of hey, I've heard about that. Let's go there. So I thought we'd open up the phones. 780 City CITI 2484. What's one of those? Oh, you gotta go to while you're in Vegas. One of those things that you've been to. Like for instance, me. Like anyone that goes to Vegas, I'm like, you gotta go to the Spearmint Rhino.
Yeah.
You have to go
and
to the Rhino.
We're doing that probably the Wednesday or even.
Probably doing that for the entire time that we're there. I'm just gonna live. What hotel are you staying at? The Spearmint Rhino. I think they have beds. I'm not sure.
It's a strip club for those who don't know. Yeah.
The Rhino's so expensive. I think you do the Rhino one night and then go to the second tier strip clubs on the other nights.
Right. Yeah. That's not a bad idea. We'll work our way down.
Right.
I want one of the gutter trash ones on a Thursday night.
And it's actually called gutter trash.
Hi, City.
Hey, sorry, I've never been to Vegas, but I wanted to phone and say another movie that's really underrated is Little Miss Sunshine.
Yes, I agree. Very good movie. Especially when they carry their dead grandmother around with them for the entire trip.
Grandfather. Yeah, it was
grandfather, right, sorry.
Even if you're bored throughout the whole movie, it's worth it for the end.
Okay, cool. Thanks for the call.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, what do we have to do in Vegas while we're there?
You might want to try going to one of the gun clubs there. It's one of the few places in the world where you can fire a fully automatic weapon.
That's right. That was the desert.
America, baby, America.
You can shoot fully automatic AK-47s. And if I went out there, Desert Eagle. That massive handgun.
Oh, yeah.
That would be great.
I've heard good things about that.
9mm are the least expensive ammo, so, you can go Uzi, MP4, something like that.
It'd be like playing your very own version of Grand Theft Auto, Phil. You could be Nico Discani.
Hi, City.
Larry Flint's Hustler Club.
That would be a lot of fun. Now, is that a strip club or is that a dance club?
Oh, he just bailed. He's like, peace.
In and out. Hello.
Yes, the best place to go is the Heart Attack Grill.
I've heard of this place. Their servers dress up as nurses. Is that right?
Yes. You walk in there, you get a smock, and if you don't finish your food, you get spanked by your gorgeous waitress.
We're going.
Wow.
You had Phil at home.
But the spank. That was it.
And you wonder why wives never want their husbands to go to Vegas without them.
Can we take
these calls off air? Because
they're
establishments like this. My God.
Rena, the thing about the Heart Attack Grill is that nothing on the menu is healthy. Like they're trying to kill you on their plate.
Your burger was 3,000 calories?
10,000.
Is that on the strip? Is the Heart Attack Grill on the strip or off?
It is in Fremont Street.
Oh, Fremont. I love Fremont. We're definitely going there.
I would never go there.
Come on.
10,000 calories plus you're drinking? That's like 10 days of calories.
What does it matter with you? You hate Vegas, don't you?
God.
We haven't even been there yet. Hi.
Hey, rent a Corvette and a Porsche and drag race down the strip at 115 miles an hour.
Oh, God. Yeah, no. you can rent high-end vehicles.
It's confusing. I wouldn't drive anywhere on the strip. It's super tight traffic and confusing.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't think I'm qualified.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hi. One place you really should check out is the Mob Museum.
I've been there.
It is so cool. God. We were there.
Mob Museum?
So the Mob Museum Arena, it's on Fremont Street as well. But it's you walk in, it's like it almost kind of looks like an old train station, and it's just talks about, you know, the origins of Vegas and some of these guys that came in and, you know, started gambling there. And there's actually one section where it says if you're weakest stomach, do not go in. But it literally shows you the pictures of the guys that had their necks slashed while they're sitting in a barber's chair, like the actual barber chair sitting there in the museum. It's crazy.
Neat.
A lot of fun. A
couple more calls.
Hello.
Our itinerary is getting crowded. It really is. Hi.
Yeah, hi. Is this Wheeler in the Morning?
Yep.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, hi. How about going to see Beatles Live? It's a Cirque du Soleil.
At Mirage.
Yeah, Love, I believe, is the title of that one.
Yeah, it's fantastic, man. It's awesome.
I want to see the naked one. Oh, that's Zumanity. Zumanity's really good.
Oh, okay. You've seen it?
Yeah, and O as well is good. And my favorite of the Cirque du Soleil, though, is Ka. Because the entire theater just becomes like there's ninjas flying over you and arrows going back and forth. It's incredible.
It'd be way funnier to see naked people doing flips and stuff.
Yeah. Naked's always better, Rena. When in doubt.
Well, yeah. Plus, I'll be probably drunk, so it'll be even more comical.
Hello. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Yeah, when you're in Vegas, you have to go on the rides at the top of the stratosphere.
See, that's one thing I have not done yet. I haven't done that, and I haven't done the roller coaster at New York. Is it worth it?
Well, if you're not bothered by heights, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, you're like 900 feet looking straight down on two of these rides.
Nope. Rena, you down?
I love rides, yeah. I'm a ride person.
Hi, City.
Yeah, everyone, you need to know how to do something in Vegas?
Yeah.
Go to the Voodoo Lounge, order the drink What the Witch Doctor Ordered. It's 36 ounces of booze. It will cost you $30. It comes on dry ice. And it's just full.
Wow.
And then just go back to your hotel and pass out.
Yeah.
That's a great start to the week.
Yeah. Well, one last call here. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah.
You guys talking about going to Vegas?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get picked.
Oh, sorry, man. It's okay. You know what? I've heard rumors right before we wrap up here. I've heard rumors that this contest was so successful. We haven't even gone yet, and it's so successful. Probably gonna do it again next year.
Oh, you have?
We're probably gonna do it again next year.
All right.
That's not confirmed, though.
Not confirmed. Just rumors.
They said it would be nice to do it again.
I think it's a rumor between us three. I don't think we're
7:14 now. 92 City FM, world-class rock. Are you going to be my girl? That's Jet. 7:20. Wheeler in the Morning. Philly and Rena. Tuesday. Hi.
4 degrees right now. 13 is the high for today with a mix of sun and cloud.
Bone phone at 8:05. Some of the calls that are awaiting you. Merging. Never-ending calls about merging. Smoking profits. An analogy between driving, like getting angry while you're driving and getting angry while you're watching TV. Okay. All that coming up and more in the bone phone at 8:05.
The Forks, which is where we're located, 8 Forks Market Road, the historical site of 8 Forks Market Road, the old steam plant for Via Rail. And we just found out last week or the week before that this summer we're going to have a whole bunch of food trucks.
Oh, they've already been out
there? They're still out there.
Which
they're
awesome.
Out there.
They've been swapping it, like literally right outside our doors.
I saw habanero. One of the Mexican food trucks. I can't remember. Sombrero.
Burrito. Splendido.
No, it's habanero sombrero. I think. Okay. Something along those lines.
Poutine King. Saw him outside as well. There was one that kind of reminded me of my brother's food truck. My brother runs an organic food truck out of Kamloops. Organic Italian food. Looked like there's a little Italian mobile food truck outside the other day too. Like, looking forward to summer. But it blows me away. If you don't know, Winnipeg has the most restaurants per capita in all of North America. It's incredible the amount of restaurants we have. Most chains will open up a restaurant in Winnipeg first, because if it survives in Winnipeg, it'll survive anywhere. Mm-hmm. A lot of restaurants, flagship restaurants, will try new menus. right here in Winnipeg, because if it works here, it'll work anywhere. So I would be confident in saying Winnipeg is full of foodies.
Yes.
We love our food.
Habanero Sombrero is the name of the
Habanero
food truck.
Habanero Sombrero.
It's fantastic. But you know, the food trucks have come a long way, I feel like, in the last 10 years.
Oh, absolutely.
They're trendy now.
Yeah. Right. Used to be, give me a smoky and onion rings. That was a food truck. Now it's like
gourmet
Habanero
food.
Sombrero. Great food, yeah.
I had sushi down on Broadway one day. I got freshly squeezed lemonade out of the dude that just has a lemon. Like, he's in a lemon. It's hilarious.
I think it's thanks to those TV shows, those food truck wars and stuff that really made food
Maybe.
Trucks popular.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, they have good looking food in those food trucks.
It must be profitable, more profitable than than they realized back in the day.
Yeah. Well, one thing I'm looking forward to being here at the Forks is sitting down on the water, mm-hmm. having lunch down there. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's looking forward to it. But I'm just reading, apparently, the Forks has a big announcement today. And they're saying the exact quote was, delicious things are coming to the Forks. So I don't know exactly. The announcement's coming down today.
Ooh,
so I don't know if that means there's a new one going in Johnson Terminal, or if there's a new one going in, you know, the main area, or I don't know.
Maybe
I don't
know. It's an event, a food type event.
Oh, that'd be great too.
Something like that.
But I know we already have Taste of Manitoba somewhere else, and we're Memorial Park. Anyway, but we already have Taste of Manitoba every summer.
Mm-hmm.
But we all love food in this
world.
Well,
just a walk to the new Wow Hospitality one that's going in the Esplanade Riel.
Right.
That new restaurant too.
Mon ami Louis or something.
Is that what it is?
Something yes. like that. Yeah.
Love it.
Again.
It's a great name.
Thank you, Jets.
Oh, right.
Thank you, Jets.
Thanks to the Jets.
Yeah. All of this. We didn't have restaurants in Winnipeg before the Jets came back.
Thank you, Dustin Bufflin.
What do you think of the fans?
Oh, that whiteout? What do you think of the whiteout?
Serious, how loud was it?
Best fans in the entire league. 724 News, Weather, Sports is next. 92 City FM, world-class rock. Phil, you weren't here yesterday, but Phil Rudd, former drummer Crazy. For AC/DC, the one that was uttering threats, smoking crack, all that kind of stuff. Rena was telling us in the news yesterday that he had written a letter to the band saying, like, hey, once all these legal issues are cleared up, because they're...
I'm good to go,
yeah, he's
guys.
Like, hey, want to rejoin the band? And the band's kind of going...
What letter?
And so
they get it. He must have got lost in the mail.
They didn't respond at all, and he's kind of going, oh, I guess they know who my real friends are, and they're not you. And then he wrote another letter saying, I'll freaking kill you if you don't let me back in the band.
I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm a little off kilter here.
A little upset. 7:35 now, 2 for Tuesday, starting after 10 a.m. this morning. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. Good morning.
13 is the high for today. We're at 5 degrees now.
Lots of show left, of course. We've got the scoop coming up in 10. Rena said she's got a bit of a bombshell.
Yeah, it's a song I'm going to play you. It's a classic. One of everybody's favorite songs might have been stolen.
Milli Vanilli? Don't blame
Girl,
it on the rain.
You know it's true. Ooh, 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 I want you.
I love you.
Please, I love you.
I think
do not
I
dance
you.
Like that again. And no, that's not it. It's, I'll save it coming up.
Coming up here in 10. There's a story that has been lingering in Winnipeg for a number of years now, and it continues to be a story, and because it's so high profile and because it was so gruesome, and that is the death of Tim McLean.
Oh yeah, yeah.
For those
Vince
that
Lee,
yeah, for those that don't remember or don't know, Greyhound bus, Tim McLean was traveling, had a nap, and Vince Lee, who has a schizophrenia now, diagnosed schizophrenic. Had an episode and murdered him, brutally murdered him, beheaded him on this bus. And if you remember, it was quite the ordeal.
Mm-hmm.
It really, really was. And then he was taken to the mental institution, and he was diagnosed schizophrenic. He was put on pills. He now openly admits. He goes, yes, you know, like, hey, I understand that I'm sick. And the Schizophrenia Society and all of these doctors and PhDs and psychologists say he's a very low risk to reoffend. So what they're doing is they're moving him to a group home in Winnipeg. He was at the mental institution in Selkirk, and now they're moving him into a group home in Winnipeg, and they're not disclosing where the group home is.
Probably a good idea, and he'll be heavily supervised from what I heard.
Yeah, and that's all fine. There is a group of people who are going to be protesting, who want justice for Tim McLean.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't blame
you. There was a protest yesterday.
So then the Schizophrenia Society is saying, you know, this is very unsafe. Don't do this because, you know, it puts puts other schizophrenics and their families, makes them nervous and whatnot.
Oh, I'm not. I heard the comments saying that protests for this kind of thing do more bad than good, but I wasn't sure on the entire reason behind it. But Tim McClain's mom was there, obviously.
This is one of those scenarios where I understand both sides. Yeah, I understand the anger from the McClain family. I would be...
Oh, I would be front and center picketing.
Right. I would be right there with them, and my heart goes out to them. But yet, the guy has a mental disorder, and I understand that I don't necessarily... I'm certainly no expert on how to deal with these situations, so...
Yeah, you're...
As the family, I would just be like, how can you guarantee me that he is taking his medication every day so that nobody else has to go through...
Well, that's why he's still in a group home, they would probably say, though, right? He's not like he's in a one-bedroom apartment.
Well, and that's kind of the point I'm getting to, is... I completely understand there are a lot of mental health issues out there. There are a lot of people that have problems. There are a lot of people that have mental health issues of varying degrees. And listen, as much as we know about the brain, we're literally just scratching the surface. Like, we have no idea what's going on inside of our skulls most times. But the part that bothers me is that, like you said, Rena, I mean, we can't be guaranteed. I mean, like, these psychologists who decide, all right, Vince Lee, you're going to go to a group home. I mean, why? I mean, what is the benefit of that? What is the benefit of putting somebody that has performed a heinous crime like this in a group home? I mean, like, first of all, it was, he should be in prison. They're like, no, he's got mental health issues. We'll put him in a mental institution. And people were enraged by that because he was getting to walk out openly in public. And people were like, this isn't fair. Mm. Like, he took somebody's head off.
Yeah.
He took somebody's head off of their body. Regardless if you have mental issues or not, that's not right. And you deserve to spend the rest of your life behind bars. You don't get to go for walks. You don't get to go into group homes. You don't get to do things like this. I don't care if you had medication or not medication. You took somebody's head off of their body. That means that you are going to spend the rest of your life away from people. Because you know what that does? That guarantees that you're not going to do it again. Putting somebody in a group home, Rena, putting somebody on medication, sure, it's a good idea and it's nice and we want to take care of our people. But that, you cannot guarantee me now that he won't do it again. You put him behind bars for the rest of his life, that is a guarantee that he will not do it again.
At the same time, they release rapists and then they'll put a press release out and say, high risk to reoffend. Watch out, Winnipeg. He's moving to Winnipeg.
Mm. Yeah, see, that's one thing.
So this guy is at a high risk to reoffend. He likely will rape someone again, and they are warning us.
At least Vince Lee is in a group home. He's going to be
someone monitoring
him.
High
level of supervision.
On medication.
Right.
Listen, whereas these other people, they don't have therapist has said these guys are, you know, they've changed.
I understand where you're coming from completely. And that is an argument we can have at another time. But I want to keep it focused on somebody who
took... Well, I just mean it's the same thing.
Again,
well, they're still hurting people.
I don't disagree.
Yeah.
But as far as this one took somebody's life brutally, head off of their body, I think we forget that. Like, literally... head off of the body. That means you don't get to play nice anymore. That means you don't get to go out in public anymore. Period. Well, you ruined your privilege
whether
for that.
You chop someone's head off or put a gun in their head. It's
you
all murder.
Yeah.
So it's awful, but at least he's under heavy supervision. I mean, I'll
heavy
take
supervision
that.
Is really is. Nice in an 8x8 cell for the rest of his life.
Now we're dealing with mental disorders, though, and we know we're not going to throw people with schizophrenia in prison.
No, but I mean, I think he was fine in the mental institution. Yeah. That I was fine with.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, now to move him into a group home, hey, guess what, psychiatrist? Why don't we move him in right next door to you?
Yeah.
The guy decided, all right, well, I think he's ready to go to a group home. I think he's right, and he's... Okay, then you know what? Let him live with you.
Yeah.
Put him in your bathhouse in the back.
This is why this debate will rage on, right? People are angry on both sides.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
All right, let's get back to the funny stuff. Scoop's coming up at 5:41 now. Wheeler in the morning. Philly and Rena, good morning.
The Scoop with Rena J. Brought to you by Enns Brothers.
Your first choice for all your recreational needs on the water or on the trail. With ATVs, side-by-sides, boats, sea-doos, and more.
Finally gone. American Idol is no more.
Now, are they going to do one more final season?
Well, they're finishing. Yeah, okay. They're doing their during the 15th and final season. Former judges and contestants will be taking part in the big farewell. But the network announced that they're not getting the numbers they used to, obviously. But American Idol, first launched, they've had 15 seasons.
Ooh, that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. And when they first launched, I mean, American Idol was kind of like leading the way for reality TV and the contesting, that sort of. With all the shows that followed, right? But, so it'll be done. Ryan Seacrest still has his radio show to fall back on.
Oh, he'll be okay. Just fine.
Oh, yeah. One of the richest. He's loaded.
Busy man.
Yeah. So Carrie Underwood, she became famous from American Idol. She'll be back. Kelly Clarkson, Jennifer Hudson.
That girl?
That's Kelly Clarkson. Yeah. Okay. And Carrie Underwood, you'd probably know from the football theme their Monday Night Football. She then, sings that song.
Then she's married to Mike Fisher of the Nashville Predators.
Right.
And a hottie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, smoke show.
And a hottie, yes.
Susan Boyle.
Oh, another hottie?
That Susan Boyle was on Britain's Got Talent.
Britain's Got Talent.
Oh,
another Simon Cowell show.
Yeah. Damn it.
Britain's Got Talent.
I got all these confused.
Damn it, Phil. Among the projects NBC announced for their upcoming TV season was a surprise for fans of Dolly Parton. Her 1971 hit song, Coat of Many Colors, will be the basis for a TV movie airing next season. She was actually there, walked out on stage on Monday's press event, and she performed both Colors and I Will Always Love You. And basically, the network NBC said that they're trying to gear things more towards family-friendly television now. So they said they might even do a couple more movies based on her songs. Hmm. She said she will be appearing in the movies, not as herself, but...
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't sound super exciting. NBC, what are you doing? I'm sorry.
And you wonder why they're getting crushed by the HBOs and the AMCs.
Yeah. Did you guys still watch SNL? Or not really. On the weekend, did you see it when Reese Witherspoon was hosting?
I don't make it a point to watch.
It wasn't. I checked and it said repeat. It had Betty White and Jay Z.
Is that what it said, or did you actually?
That's what it said on my guide, so I didn't bother.
Yeah, your guide might be screwed up because if you did that for something else yesterday.
Well, yeah, Mad Men. It said repeat on a new episode, so my DVR didn't record it.
Yeah, because it was Reese Witherspoon this past weekend promoting her upcoming movie, or the one that came out with Sofia Vergara. Anyway, one of the biggest sketches, top sketch of the night was this hour has 22 minutes, and the skit. It's all over the internet now. Was apparently they stole it from a Canadian TV show.
That was a show.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, that was the actual name of the show.
Yeah, they stole it from the show when it was a skit. And if you go on YouTube, you can actually watch the two skits side by side and see how they are almost identical with just different actors and stuff. Some of the lines are a little bit different. But SNL has been accused several times before from stealing sketch comedy bits from acting schools and different shows and stuff. So here's another one, and there's a lot of proof for this one. Now it's so similar.
Hmm. I'm more interested in why your guide screwed up. Wheeler's PVRing Happy Days. He thinks he's getting Mad Men. Like, I gotta have it.
Literally.
What the hell? Shirley? What's that show called? Shirley and... Anyway, go on.
Well, yeah, no, just yesterday on the show I explained that, you wait for that little red button to come on, and it was 9:15. I'm kind of going, that's weird. Mad Men should be taping. So I check it, and it says repeat. And I look at it, I'm like, no, this is a new episode. So I had to record the one at 10 o'clock.
Laverne and Shirley.
That's Laverne and Shirley.
And finally, prepare to have your mind blown.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Guns N' Roses, their most iconic song.
Sweet Child of Mine.
Might not be original. A Australian website, Max TV, recently made the comparison, and there's no denying it's pretty similar.
A Marvin Gaye song.
It's a group. The group is called Australian Crawl, and they released a hit song called Unpublished Critics in 1981, and Sweet Child of Mine didn't come out until 1987. Axl Rose and Slash have been very detailed about how they wrote the song and how they created it and everything. So now people are kind of questioning them. I'm gonna play you clips of both, and then you let me know what you think.
God, that sounds exactly like Guns N' Roses. Completely ripped them off.
You need to hear this so you can hear the other one. Okay, now here's Australian Crawl.
Honestly, I would say, yeah, no. Honestly, hey, melody's the same, but what makes that song is the riff. And that song doesn't have it. And sure, the melody's a little bit the same, but I mean, the melodies in a lot of songs are the same.
The members of this band say that they are flattered that they, Guns N' Roses possibly stole it, but they said they do not plan to take them to do a whole Marvin Gaye blurred lines thing and try and take money from the band.
How long did it take them to come to this?
81 to 87.
It take a long time for them to come to the conclusion.
They said that
somebody.
They noticed it, like, obviously back then. The band says that they noticed it, but they just never said anything because they didn't care.
Okay.
Yeah, it's similar, but no.
They said they don't plan on taking them to court or anything. They're just flattered. Cool. Yeah, that's the scoop.
All right, 7:54.
Now the Bone Phone.
Brought to you by Duraco Windows. Built tough in Winnipeg for Winnipeg weather. Call or click on Duraco.ca for details.
780 Bone, 780 2663. Lots of comments about traffic and specifically lately new lines on the road, which we're all happy about.
City of Winnipeg, thank you for finally painting those lines on the road going from Broadway turning left onto Main. I can't believe how many people drive down that street every day and don't know how to turn there and almost sideswipe me. And then I hang my hand out the window and give them a little sign and tell them, get in your damn lane. It's going to be so vindicating to finally look at those idiots and tell them, go look at the paint.
Well, I mean, even as you're approaching that intersection, it shows you arrow going this way, and then this lane, it's arrow going that way, and then this lane, it's arrow going that. But you can't go straight. There's a train station there. Yeah. So if you're on the inside curb lane, stay on the inside curb lane.
Yeah, and it's super confusing, I've noticed, in Winnipeg when there's two lanes turning left or two lanes turning right.
I don't understand why it's so difficult.
Inevitably, you mean people cut into other lanes?
They don't know how to stay in a lane while turning. It's it always almost gets sideswiped when I'm doing that. Merging, another hot button topic.
Merging should be part of the curriculum when you are going to get your license. Yes, when you are taking somebody for a road test, take them to the perimeter. If they don't know how to merge, they fail.
Yeah, it's got to be. I'm assuming their driving teachers are teaching it.
I think a lot of people don't take courses, though, like driving courses.
But I'm saying, I think he's saying you should have to merge to pass.
Yeah.
Again, I think merging problems come from certain parts of Winnipeg that should have merge lanes don't, like going Route 90 or Portage onto Route 90, for example.
It's well, then there's the one where you're coming off of Academy onto the St. James Bridge, and people think it's a merge lane, and it's not a merge lane. It's a go lane, and people are slowing down. They're like, No, just go. You have your own freaking lane. That's the way I got into the accident 2 years ago, because the guy slammed on his brakes in the middle of the lane.
If I get confused, do what I do. Just put the brakes on, throw the hazard on, and pop your hood. Right. I don't know what to do here. Is there a merge
just
lane?
A complete meltdown.
Take your
in
pants
traffic.
Off and just flail your arms in the air.
I don't know. Take your pants off.
Just put them on your head and start running around.
Gotta be convincing.
Should I merge? Smoking profits. It was a story last week, right, Rena? The government's not happy with all the because of...
They're making less money off the tobacco tax because less people are smoking.
Okay.
This is our government. Tobacco going down 12% on tax cigarettes. Oh, it's not about the health. It's about the money. Listen, everybody. People are vaping and the government is brutal.
It sounded like he was going to have a big point there then.
Yeah, no,
the government is brutal.
Flat out.
Yep. This is something I've been wondering about, so I'm glad this caller posed the question.
It seemed like about a year ago that we had to dial 204 before the first, the seven digits in order to dial anyone you're calling. I have yet to run into the other area code that we're supposed to be using. What's going on?
Yeah, your boyfriend has it, right?
Yeah. My boyfriend Kyle has a 431 number, and people don't answer his phone call. Like, he'll be calling a business in Winnipeg, and they won't answer. He'll call three or four times and use my phone, and they'll pick up. And he's like, I just tried to call you. And they were like, oh, we thought it was long distance. You know, no one's answering his phone. He's like, it's a Manitoba number.
Yeah, because I don't, if it's not 204, I'm not picking it up.
Even if he's like calling people on Kijiji or whatever he's doing, no one will answer. He always has to use my phone. I'm like, try and switch it back.
What other numbers is he calling, Rena?
I don't know. I have to look into it.
Dun, dun, dun. This analogy, Wheels, you come up with some pretty good analogies once in a while. And I'm surprised you haven't come up with this one.
Probably not the first person to think of this, but driving in your car and watching sports on the TV share something in common. Spend a whole lot of time yelling at someone who can't hear you about how they're doing things wrong.
Yeah, and that's good.
That's very true.
Yeah, I'll be yelling at my TV tonight for 3 hours.
Yeah, but you can't roll down the window on your TV.
Yeah. Hey!
Yeah, exactly.
And take your pants off. That's it.
8:15. All right, gonna have to shoot from the hip on this one because my computer is awesome. It's really, really fast, and it works for me all the time. Not really. So we'll shoot from the hip on this one. But it is Manitoba Day today. Happy Manitoba Day to everybody. And Phil, if you can just think off the top of your head, since my computer's not working, because I have some things written down. Top three things that you love about this province.
Oh,
Rena, start thinking about yours.
we're super proud. We take a lot of pride in our province, and nobody can mess with us. Like we're allowed to make fun of ourselves, but don't. If any outsider ever says anything bad about Winnipeg or Manitoba, them's fighting words. So there's a lot of pride within the province.
Provincial pride, one.
Yes.
Okay.
The food service and like the amount of great restaurants we talked about it earlier, not just the higher end joints, but like the Half Moons and Lockport and the places like that. So we take there's great food and the most beautiful women.
Oh, you stole my number one.
In Canada.
You stole my number one.
Even guys who go to Montreal, where there's apparently other beautiful women as well, lots of them, will say, "Oh man, Winnipeg, the best."
The best analogy I've heard is that Montreal has the most tens out of the entire country. Like on a scale of 1 to 10, they have the most tens, but Manitoba has more eights and nines than...
To average out more than the tens.
Than Montreal has tens. And I will take an eight or a nine any day of the week.
Yeah, because the tens, they
the
don't
tens
want...
Are
they won't talk to me.
Right.
They're
just like, it's like they're walking down a catwalk the entire time they're living. Rena, favorite three things?
I love how green it is here compared to where I used to live, just flying over the city. Like, we have way more parks. There's lots of green spaces here. Do you know what I mean? The
city,
there's trees, like lots
of
old trees. Their neighborhoods are gorgeous when they start to grow and they intertwine over each other and create those tree tunnels, like in Wolseley. Love it. The lakes, there's so many different lakes, places to go camping, outdoorsy
fishing.
Stuff
I was going
to
mention fishing, even though I don't fish.
Lots of fishing and that kind of stuff. I love it. And then the city. I think the city looks cool, like downtown and stuff, how everything's old here. I really like that vintage style look of things, the way the buildings all look neat. And when I have family come visit, they always say, wow, even the houses, the buildings downtown, they're so neat.
Yeah,
like old banks turned into nightclubs now. But like even seeing that is really cool because we don't have a lot of that in Alberta. It's a newer province. Mm-hmm.
My buddies, when they used to travel in from Alberta to come visit when I first moved to town, they'd go, dude, where'd all these girls come from?
Yeah.
Like, and I always say, remember when we used to go to Stampede and we were like, holy, where'd all these hot girls come? They came from here.
Yeah.
They travel from Manitoba to Calgary for Stampede to make money off us, you know, stupid Albertans, and they move back.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, the women, number one on my list in Manitoba. Number two, a little diversity you can get from the bottom of the province all the way up to the top.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You've got this beautiful metropolis that is Winnipeg, and then you go all the way north, and you can get polar bears, whales, and the Northern Lights.
Sure.
I love that, the diversity that we have from one end of the province to the other. And number three, architecture. Rena, kind of in yours, but I mean, from classic architecture to new age architecture, right outside our window here, the Human Rights Museum, people are willing to take chances on the architecture in this city. And I absolutely love that because it puts us on a map in a way that no other city does.
And I still think so much more could be done with some of the vintage buildings in the Exchange District.
Agreed.
Is a gold mine that is not being tapped into. There, it's gotten better, but you go to Montreal, which we brought up, and like old Montreal with the cobblestone streets, and it's, you know, so gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I think the Exchange could be that, where everybody in the country knows about the Exchange.
Yesterday, the mayor did announce a new initiative with Downtown Biz that if any storefronts in the Exchange want to do renovations to the outside, the front of the store, the city will match up to $15,000. So there's, I think, 12 or 13 stores that had business owners that said that they were going to do it to improve downtown. So
step in the right direction, for sure. Happy Manitoba Day, everybody. Manitoba. Feel free to email us and let us know what your favorite parts about the province are. 825 News, Weather, Sports is next. City FM World Class Rock, 8:38 Tuesday. Two for Tuesday starting after 10 a.m. this morning. Go to 92cityfm.ca. Sign up to be an Empire member if you haven't done that quite yet. My name is Dave Wheeler, Phil Aubrey, Rena J. All here. It's Wheeler in the Morning. Philly and Rena, good morning.
13 is the high for today with a mix of sun and cloud. 6 degrees right now.
NHL report coming your way in 10 minutes. Big game 6 tonight, game 7 tomorrow night.
Want to wish a congratulations to a few people from Canadian Music Week last week. This is our industry awards for radio, and it's held in Toronto every year. And there's also a bunch of conferences and stuff that you go to and meet with consultants and different people and panels and all that kind of
Seminars.
Stuff. Yeah, so I mean, it's tedious in some points, but the award ceremony is really cool because it's like the radio Oscars in Canada. And Chris Lynch, former Power 97 staffer, if anyone remembers that name, Music Director of the Year out of X92.9 in Calgary, so we're very proud of him. Garner Andrews, who does a morning show in Edmonton, good friend of this show, he won 1 morning show of the year.
Yeah, good for him.
Which is awesome because it wasn't handed to somebody in Toronto like Marilyn Dennis like it normally is. So just honestly, I'm just honestly happy when somebody outside of Toronto wins that award. And of course, our very own Rena Jay, also a Rogers staff member, picked up the Alan Waters Steve Young Young Broadcaster of the Year Award. And we had sent off a little video of Rena saying thank you very much for the award and blah, 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 blah. Have you gotten the hardware yet?
No, apparently the boss was supposed to bring it back for me, so we're meeting him today after the show. We better have not forgot it.
Or he's in trouble.
Yeah, I think it's like it's one of those little glass pieces, like someone blew glass and then... I think that's what it is.
So
it
makes like an Oscar?
Well, no, Oscar is like gold, and it's like a statue.
Yeah, but it's like a little statue. I thought it was just like a plaque.
I wish
know,
it was
Rogers
a giant
red
trophy,
color.
Like the size of the Calder Cup. That would be like...
you're going to take it in a trunk.
Oaf trophy. Like,
that would be nice.
Move it around.
Cool. Yeah.
Well, anyways, Rena, congratulations again, because, again, that's a national award, and you should be very proud of that, and you can use it as a doorstop.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'll...
Paperweight.
I'm sure I'll just put it, like, on the fireplace or something.
Well, a former winner of that award is also a former Power 97 staffer, Fearless Fred, Winnipeg native, so.
Yeah, who's now in Toronto.
Yes, so a very, very long line. And then who won it last year? Wasn't it your friend Ryder?
No. He won, Ryder won the year before. Last year was Adam Wilde, also a Rogers co-worker of ours who works at KISS in Toronto.
There you go. Yeah. So a lot of awards being had. Hope one of these years, I swear to God, we will win the morning show of the year. We're doing our best.
Yeah.
We didn't get nominated this year. We don't know why, but we didn't, but we're
Start
trying.
Start praying for us.
Right. Next year's our
some
year.
Magic, whatever you got.
We're gonna deflate footballs if we have to get that award. 8:41, Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. NHL report coming up in 10.
City FM NHL Playoff Report. Brought to you by Enns Brothers.
All right, something else we've kind of avoided this morning. Phil is talking about the Habs game tonight. I'm wondering if you're doing that on purpose. Like, are you nervous? Like, tell me the emotions that are running through your head. You got your Habs hat on this morning. You're showing full support. You got a red shirt.
Yeah, sometimes you just wear a hat. You don't have to say anything. I haven't worn a Habs hat in a long time. I try not to stick it in people's faces. But it's a big game tonight. I had to throw the chapeau on. And if they win, well, then I'm going to have to wear it again for Game 7. Because you know how it works with superstitions. It's suddenly your good luck hat. I think they're going to win tonight. You know, they've been coming on as the series goes along.
If they win tonight,
a lot of pride.
It has to be a 1-0 game. I really honestly believe it has to be like Carey 2-1. Price has
they've
to
all,
be.
But they've all been low scoring.
Yeah, but Carey Price has to be perfect tonight, I think, because I think Tampa Bay is going to throw everything in the kitchen sink at them.
This is going to be their best game of the series. They know they don't want to go back to Montreal for a 7, having blown a 3-0 lead. Nobody wants that on their resume.
Having a quick peek into tomorrow night, New York and Washington. Washington's been trending down, New York been trending up, and King Henrik has been standing on his head these last few games.
Yeah, I think Washington blew their chance. They were up late with a chance to move on, and then the Rangers score late in regulation and win in overtime. So give me the Rangers in that series now.
If that happens, if the Washington Capitals with Alexander Ovechkin and Backstrom and Green, the talent that they have, if they lose again in the second round of the playoffs, do they dismantle? I mean, they got the new coach. I mean, what do you do now?
I think they look really good, and this is the first year under Trotz. They were the underdog. The Rangers are the President's Trophy winners, and they've pushed the Rangers. A lot of people say the Rangers or the Caps have been the better team for most of this series. So
we'll see.
Yeah, they're a team on the upswing. Good young goalie there. Ovechkin and Backstrom are still not old, so.
Well, we'll start with tonight, Montreal and Tampa Bay, Game 6. 8:50, that's the NHL Stanley Cup Report.
And now, stories we missed.
Brought to you by Chateau Roofing and Siding. Residential or commercial, Chateau Roofing has you covered. Quality work at a reasonable cost. Call Chateau Roofing today, 204-989-5555.
All right, so I don't know. I think this is a bit of an overreaction, really, to the whole deflate gate. First of all, screw you, Richard Nixon, for now that any time there's a conspiracy that hits media, it has to have the word gate at the end of it. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Because it's really annoying. but as the Tom Brady getting suspended 4 games for Deflategate, deflating the balls. Major League Baseball is now beefing up its security for their game balls because, Rena, as you know, being a former cheater in baseball, that if you spit on the ball or use pine tar or anything like that, it changes the velocity and then the weight of the ball. So they're gonna clamp down even more to say, no, pitchers can't do that. They can work it into their palms like they normally do, but they're going to be a little more strict and stingy with the balls.
But here's the thing. I don't mind that. And football should take it a step further. Is why the hell are you checking the game balls and then letting the the teams should not be able to submit the footballs they want to use. It should be the NFL submits those footballs. Because as
it should be someone from neither team who's checking them and filling them, in the middle, and then you get to touch it for the first time during the game.
It's human nature. We like to cheat as humans, and we'll do it. We'll get any edge we can.
Well, even in the CFL, they have a CFL official who runs out and switches out the ball. Here you go, referee. Here's the new ball, and he grabs the old one. I mean, he has a big pocket of these things, but I don't disagree. It should be the league should bring in the game balls. There's X amount. Use these ones. Quarterbacks, the first time they get to touch them is when they jump on the field.
And by the way, a little funny story. Jerry Rice, most people figure the greatest receiver of all time from the NFL, was kind of being hard on the Patriots about this and hard on Brady. And somebody asked Jerry Rice, didn't you use Stick'Em on your hands, Jerry? That's like a spray you put on your hands to help you catch the ball. And Jerry's like, yeah, it was legal. And someone said, no. After 1981, it was illegal, Jerry. Mm-hmm. So he basically admitted that he used it his whole career illegally. It's amazing the little tricks that people, and some don't even know that it's illegal sometimes.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, some would say. What do you got, Phil?
We talk about road rage a lot on this show, especially from the Bone Phone. Expedia's 2015 road rage report, so this is in the States, finds the most aggravating behavior on the road is people who text while driving. That's not a big surprise. The survey on driving etiquette ranked the tailgater second, followed narrowly by the left lane hog, the crawler, and the multitasker. The least popular in-car behavior is backseat driving.
I know this is going to sound very, very, very strange, but when you compare, and then the officials and MPI have even said this, that there are more deaths and more accidents caused by texting than there is drunk driving, because texting, you're completely taking your eyes off of the road.
Mm-hmm. How many times have you seen someone swerving around in front of you?
Yeah.
Then you get up alongside them and they got the phone in their lap and they're...
I got rear-ended by a gravel truck who the driver was texting driving.
That was on Route 90.
Super dangerous.
Remember that.
Yeah.
Hey, I just got a text message from a good friend of ours, Gil, who says, aren't the balls the same for both teams? No, they're not. They, we're going back to the NFL here for a second, but the home the home team provides the balls for the game.
No, I thought both teams get to submit their own balls.
Oh, is that what
That's how I understand it.
Oh,
like
wow.
Tom Brady goes, here's my 10 balls, and Andrew Luck goes, here's my 10 balls.
You're just asking them to cheat then.
But wait, and then the league checks those balls. So here's my balls, they check them. Here's where the problem came in with the Patriots. After the league checked them, they get the balls back. And Brady was going, theoretically, was firing, the equipment manager was taking the balls after they'd been checked and deflating them at that point.
Hmm. What do you got?
A nursing mother who got lost in the bushes while running a trail race in New Zealand on the weekend got lost and survived by drinking her own breast milk for energy while waiting for someone to rescue her. She says that she dug a hole and covered herself up with dirt to stay warm as the hours ticked on, and when she got hungry, she put her own boob in her mouth and started drinking away, and that's how she survived. She was found 48 hours later.
That girl's a keeper because she's a survivor and because she can do that.
Well, yeah, you like imagine
that's talented. Like, what if you can't reach?
Well, imagine if she has smaller breasts. She'd have to lay on her back and squirt them and try and
aim it in.
Right, that'd be hard.
Or make a cup out of leaves or something.
MacGyver style.
Yeah.
All right, that's stories we miss.
Everybody, give him a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily or listen live weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.